این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
Imam Khomeini's speech on the holy month of Ramadan. We hope that by the grace of the holy month, that is the feast of connection, we can also reap benefits so that we can overcome the problems befallen upon us. Not all the things brought by prophets aimed at the essence. Establishment of government is not for the prophets an essential purpose. All their invitation is prelude to awakening of human beings and making man understand what man has been, what he is and what he will be, and that how the world is and what relationship it has with the sacred essence of Allah Almighty.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Dear sisters and brothers from all over the world, you are listening to Spring of the Truth from IRB English Radio. In this program, we recite some of the sentences and speeches of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh, who is the great marja and the political leader of the Islamic Revolution of Iran. Since we are in the holy month of Ramadan, today we want to speak about this month in the viewpoint of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh. In that regard, he says, with the beginning of the month of Ramadan, it is necessary that nation uses its unity to stand against the tyranny of the time and the international oppressive nations who deprive Muslim nations of their rights. This part of the speech of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh concerns the unity of a Muslim nation in front of either internal or external tyrannies. Muslims should take the opportunity in this month and stand against any oppression set against them. A really famous example of such a movement is represented on Al-Quds Day, which was first founded and called so by Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh. It is in the last Friday of the month of Ramadan in which demonstrations are held across the world to protest against the corruption of Palestine.
Ya Rabbana salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi sallallahu alayhi.
As we said, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh on this day called on Muslims to dedicate this day to demanding the rights of the oppressed Muslims around the world and particularly those in Palestine. On this day, rallies are organized before Friday prayer to protest against the corruption of Palestine and the oppression of its people. We can see that how much Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh was concerned about other Muslim nations, which were deprived of their rights to be free. You know, such great soul of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh was so big that not only the people of his own nation, but also every Muslim nation around the world were within the circle of his attention. Well, that's all the time we've got for today. For ending, let's just recite this sentence of Imam Khomeini about month of Ramadan. In that regard, he said, within the beginning of the month of Ramadan, it is necessary that the nation uses its unity to stand against the tyranny of the time and the international oppressive nations who deprive Muslim nations of their rights.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Thank you. and every day, every night and every day.